A performance of this most American of orchestral pieces begins with a single player who can make or break the whole thing in the first 8 seconds. Well, so far, so good. And according to our critic, Ted Libby, the rest of this performance of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue is equally dazzling. It's Leonard Bernstein and the Columbia Symphony Orchestra. Now, this is Leonard Bernstein not only conducting, but at the piano for this recording of Rhapsody in Blue from 1959. And Lenny had a reputation on the podium as being passionate, demonstrative, over the top at times. Do we get the same thing at the keyboard with Lenny?
You bet we do. Of course we do. This is Lenny at the age of 40, recently named to head the New York Philharmonic. And he was maybe not the greatest pianist in the world, but he could get around on the keys. And in this recording, he shows that he really understands where Gershwin is coming from, because Bernstein grew up with this music when it was really quite new. And in this performance, he shows that he understands where Gershwin was coming from, because he grew up with this music. This was new music when he was a young musician, and it was the style. It was this jazzy kind of playing the piano that was so much fun and really shouted American music to people. After all, the piece originated because Paul Whiteman, the director, wanted to do what he called an experiment in modern music. What's American music? And talk about announcing yourself. Gershwin comes in with this piece written very, very spontaneously, very quickly to appear on this concert, and then plays the solos himself without having written them out. It's a very improvisatory piece, and that's the way Bernstein plays it too.
Doesn't sound so much like a concert pianist, more like a barroom pianist. Like he's making it up as he goes.
And that's the way it should be. I mean, that's the sense that the piece has. It should come out like this free jazz improvisation. Wonderful tunes just sort of pop up out of nowhere, and then another great one shows up. Bernstein really did feel this music, I think, very deeply. He was not putting on airs when he got down to play this. His own music draws in many ways on the same streams of jazz and improvisatory feeling that you hear in this. Although here with Gershwin, it's so fresh. You just get that feeling of it being born right then.
With Rhapsody in Blue, I think you almost need American musicians. I've heard European orchestras and pianists play this credibly. They get all the right notes, but somehow it doesn't have the swing. It comes out sounding like somebody speaking the language that they've learned from a book without all the right idioms. And American players really make this music strut.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's about inflection. I think that rhythm has a lot to do with it, the way you feel rhythm. You can't really get it all just from the notation. Yes, there's a lot of classical elements here. This was Gershwin's first serious piece, but the spirit here, the soul behind this music is very much a popular soul, and I think you have to be American to feel it as part of your inner workings as a musician. And certainly the orchestra players have as much of a role in this as the soloist does, because they have to create the sound of a jazz band. Whiteman's band was really a sort of a dance band, so it had strings in it. But it was definitely jazz players, and these guys knew those licks, and they knew how to play like a jazz band. Well, interestingly enough, the orchestra that Bernstein assembled for this recording, they were mostly his buddies in the New York Philharmonic, all of whom knew jazz, and many of whom probably did it on the side. At the time this recording was made, many of them, I'm sure, were out there swinging on their nights off. So you hear that as well in the way this recording comes across.
another Gershwin piece, An American in Paris, also on this recording.
A wonderful performance, too. This is from 1958. Always, I'm sure, intended to come out on the same LP as the Rhapsody in Blue, and that's how I remember them, on this wonderful Columbia LP.
All right, let's hear this performance of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue from 1959. Leonard Bernstein at the piano and conducting, his buddies from the New York Philharmonic, although under the guise here, going by the name of the Columbia Symphony Orchestra, on this CD from the Bernstein Century series on the Sony Classical label. Ted Libby, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Fred.